This is Honest Abe Lincoln, and I'd like to read to you from the logs.
Good morning,
America. How are you feeling? You look a little flu-ish. You got, your hands are sort of... I'm not sure how to put this exactly. Your nose is a snout. Your hooves look unkempt. Your penis is sort of a corkscrew shape. Did you know that? They're tails as well. Yeah. You should go home. Yeah, you shouldn't be at work today. Careful that you don't become a statistic, yet another diagnosed case of actual swine flu, of which there may be as many as several. I need you guys to pay attention right now. We have to rally, okay? There have been 7 confirmed deaths because of this widespread pandemic infection. 7. That's the number of Jesus' disciples. We're talking end times. 7. I would like what I am asking. My proposal is that I be granted the military authority to commandeer the estate of Jim Henson. Stay with me. To make a PSA, a public service announcement. Stay with me. Featuring the voice and likeness of Miss Piggy, unmarried, to create in the minds of the American television viewer an indelible association between swine flu and imaginary personages that only children really believe exist. Because you see, that's the opposite of the truth, which is called irony. Because something has to be done to get through to these teenagers with their smart mouths. It opens, 30-second spot, opens in a slaughterhouse. All right? We're in the foreman's office. There's a couch. There's a couch in his office. On the couch is a discarded ball gown. Cut to the bathroom mirror. Piggy's lipstick is smeared. Her eyeliner is straight up and down like a stripper pole. I think you see where I'm going. I don't have to fill in the details. It's pretty lurid. It happens in your imagination. It's between the gutters. And you know, when that's out there on the TV generating buzz, maybe then this swine flu will garner some public attention. Maybe then the world will start to, you know, pay attention to it. Maybe then the networks will pick it up. They'll talk about it on the news. It'll get a mention on the news. Maybe somebody will Twitter it. 7 people are dead already. Yes, yes. More people have been killed by food poisoning at William Shatner's house. But from the get-go, this thing was billed as a pandemic. That means everybody gets sick. So we're coming for you, Shat. We're going to put some big numbers up on the board. You better get some potato salad a stirring. Do you know what I mean? Leave it out overnight. Now, I don't mean to make light of this. But it seems like it's been a little overhyped. And I'm here to suggest that it may not yet be time to freak out. Maybe you could just wash your hands more often. And if you get sick, stay home. If someone with swine flu approaches you, merely shoot them in the head or the chest with a shotgun or knock off their head with a baseball bat and make sure that none of their rage serum infected blood gets into the mucous membranes in your nose or your eyes. Common sense. This week, Vice President Joe Biden gave a giant-sized blank check to the entertainment industry when he stood up in front of a bunch of Hollywood executives and promised to appoint a copyright czar that would be the right person to protect their interests. Miss Piggy could not be reached for comment because she is promiscuous. Also this week, the president's principal mode of conveyance, Air Force One, buzzed New York City within 3 blocks of the site of the World Trade Center, followed by a jet fighter. But fear not, because there was an official explanation. In other news... What? 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 People are running, people are screaming, they're calling 911, 911, they're calling 911. It's a plane run amok. Not any plane... It's the president's plane, followed by a military fighter jet. Reason given? Photo op. So if the official story is not actually true, then what did happen? Do they have guards posted at Air Force One, or can really anybody just leave their terminal at JFK and jump in it and take it for a joyride? Oh yeah, you'll have a jet fighter behind you. You can probably take a couple spins, set it down, no one's gonna notice. So it just had to be teenage joyriders. Or you could just take the official story, which is that it was a photo op. Louis Caldera, who's in charge of the White House military office, quickly apologized for the Monday incident. Last week I approved a mission over New York. I take responsibility for that decision. Federal authorities took the proper steps to notify state and local authorities in New York and New Jersey. So is that true? New York Police Deputy Commissioner Paul J. Brown said the department had been alerted about the flight, with directives to local authorities not to disclose information about it, for to do so would distinguish the mission from an unverifiable cover story, drummed up in a hurry after the fact. Quick to go over his subordinate's head, NYPD Police Commissioner Ray Kelly vowed never to follow such a directive again. Wow, brass balls. You're a good man to have on the team, Ray Kelly. I'm gonna hate to lose you next time when you don't pretend to do what you didn't want to do or pretended not to want to do after the fact next time. At least you'll have your credibility. This has been Abraham Lincoln coming to you from the AbrahamLincolnLogs.com every Friday, wishing you a very good day. Good day!